You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Good to be with you again, everybody. This week we're taking a look at the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's get to it. Our first reading comes from Habakkuk. Gotta love when we roll out Habakkuk. It only happens like once a year. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and then chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Our psalm response from Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 6 through 9. Our second reading from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and then verses 13 and 14. And our gospel from St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The Christian life ain't easy. We know that life isn't easy, but the Christian life in particular is not easy. The Christian life is hard. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes it feels almost impossibly hard. And it's in those moments when you can't see God's plan, in those weeks where the pressures of life, the stresses of life, just the hardship of walking with the cross, the hardship of the gospel, when it seems to almost want to break your back and you're just going, oh, I can't do it anymore. Those are the weeks we have to lean into God's grace. Those are the weeks we have to just ask God to give us the strength. And we have to have faith, because faith overcomes all hardship. It doesn't mean the hardship goes away, but faith is when we keep our perspective and we know that no matter how hard it is, we keep moving forward. And I say this because that's one of those things, yeah, we know, yeah, I know, it's hard sometimes. But we have to remember it's hard sometimes, and that way we come to expect it. That way, when the hard times come, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. And we remember that that doesn't mean God doesn't love me. Jesus warned us hard times were going to come. And being a true Christian means that you're a Christian in the good times and the bad times. That you're a Christian, you can walk through the hard times because you know the Lord is with you. In this first reading from Habakkuk, you're going to hear, "How long, O Lord? I cry out for help, but you don't listen. I cry to you violence, but you don't intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me." And then the Lord answered me and said, "Write down the vision I have for you clearly on the tablets." Write this vision down. And what you get is this response from God. "Look, I've made a promise to you, okay? You are not too weak if you have me with you. So I want you to write this down and put it in front of you." And he's telling him, write this down, this vision down on tablets, and put it in front of you and everyone around you so that you remember. That's the beauty of Scripture, is this tangible copy, this tangible Word of God you can hold in your hands, you can take with you where you go. Even when you're away from the church, that Christ's promise is still with you. And we're supposed to constantly remember God's promise, that even when bad things are happening, even when hard times come, even when you have to face these things, that He is with you. And you're supposed to remind yourself of it. That's why to go back and read the Scriptures, not just listen to the podcast, to go back and read the Scriptures daily is that constant reminder to always keep God's promise in front of you, to keep His words before you. And the more that we do that, we're gonna believe His words. And we told in the psalm response, "If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts." That even though it's going to be hard sometimes, your hearts won't be hardened if you keep praying. That if your heart is not hardened, that no matter how hard the world gets, you're going to be okay. And that's what St. Paul is trying to remind Timothy. He's like, stir into flame the gift of God that's been given to you. Okay, God did not give you a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of love and power and self-control. And he's saying, constantly go back, stir into flame that power. Call upon the Holy Spirit that, yes, hard times are going to come, but that doesn't mean you have to suffer because of it. Doesn't mean you have to be overturned because of it. That you have to remember that God is still with you. And as we hear in the gospel, you know, the apostle says to the Lord, "Lord, increase our faith." And the Lord says, "If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would say to a tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you." And he goes on to say, look, when you come in from working and you're the servant and someone says to you, "Hey, come over here and do this for me. Now do this for me. Do that. Do this for me." That you're never, ever going to stop serving. That to be a true disciple means that you're going to have to constantly go back and sit at the feet of the master, but you're also going to be called to serve, that you're going to have hard days, that you don't get a day off from being a Christian, okay? And that's our duty. We shouldn't live this way for the props. We shouldn't live this way because people are going to like us more, that the Christian life is hard. And the question I've been asking myself a lot lately, and I have to constantly remind myself, is that we don't live the Christian life and we don't serve Christ in his church because of a promise we made to God. Hey, God, I promise I'm going to tell people about you. I promise I'm going to serve you. That's not why we get out of bed and do it. We get out of bed and live the Christian life and love like Jesus because of the promise he makes to us, that he loves us unconditionally, that he died for us, that he rose for us, and that he wants to be with us. That's why we live this life. It's not about the what we do. It's about the who we do it for and the why we do it. My brothers and my sisters, don't look for the easy path. Realize hardships are going to come. But the softer your heart is for the Lord, if you do not let it get hardened, you will be able to endure anything that comes your way because the Spirit of Jesus Christ is within you. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.